Looking to try out a new hobby? Well, why don't you head over to Agogi Combatives? That is going to be the premier destination to learn mixed martial arts here in the Tennessee Valley, as you're going to be learning from the best coaches and athletes in the region. And if you want to see the Agogi difference, just head over to YouTube, ESPN.com, look up Trevor Peak. This man solidified himself a UFC contract after training at Agogi Combatives, one of the craziest fights in the Dana White Contender Series that I've ever seen. Torres Finney, another guy who you need to look out for coming out of Agogi Combatives. Jazzy, the Jasmanian Devil Sergeant. Logan Neal, so many great people to learn from over at Agogi Combatives. If you want to see the full suite of classes, everything from boxing, wrestling, Krav Maga, it's all there on AgogiCombatives.com. So go ahead, head over to AgogiCombatives.com and sign up for any one of those classes and see the Agogi difference.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
You're suspect.
This is how I went.
Wow. It is about to be a crazy, crazy Friday episode for you guys here on the Watch It Podcast. Probably the craziest one in the podcast history. And I'm so glad that you're here to listen to it. What's going on, everybody? Obviously, you know, it's Jake Moore here doing the podcast. Very excited as we have what, in my estimation, is going to be the fight card of the year, UFC 281. That is going to be going down at Madison Square Garden this Saturday. Main fight, main event is going to be Israel Adesanya and Alex Pereira. We also have the women's strawweight championship with Carla Esparza and Weili Zhang, as well as a lightweight bout between Dustin Poirier and Michael Chandler. And that is really what I want to talk about here today, as I'm about to be joined by both Mike and Dustin here, giving their fights on the matchup coming up and a little bit more going on in their lives. Two very interesting, very great fighters in the lightweight division, arguably the best that are currently out there in that division. I know that neither of them are contending for the championship, but it's after this fight, I think it's whoever wins, they get the next shot. They get the next shot. I know Mike has been trying to get Connor for his next fight. And, man, if he can beat Dustin, there's no way that I see Connor taking him down. Dustin's a guy who's beat Connor twice. And then for Dustin, he's fought Khabib once. If he fights Makhachev, that's going to be great. Then he fights Volkanovski. He's fought Holloway. Beat Holloway. So it could be really interesting for both of these guys. They've already had illustrious careers that need no introduction in so many different ways. But hey, let's get into those conversations I had with both Mike Chandler and Dustin Poirier. Let's start off with Iron Mike, Michael Chandler. All right, we are here on the Watch It Podcast, and I am honored to be joined by two amazing guests today. The first, honestly, neither of them today need much of an introduction, but the first man, a guy who had so far the most incredible knockout I've seen this year, and a guy who once again is going into another impressive fight at one of the biggest venues in America, probably the biggest, honestly, that is going to be Michael Chandler. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It is It's fight week, you know, so a lot of stuff we got to do, a lot of extra media stuff here in New York City, a little bit of extra obligations, which I love. I love the platform. I love the opportunity. I love love getting to do what I do. Every single fight is another blessing. Every single fight week is another blessing. And man, I'm excited to go out there and compete, like you said, at the world's most iconic arena against one of the best lightweights on the planet to stake my claim as one of the best and the next guy in line for the title.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely an excellent setup for this fight. It's a setup for an incredible card. And you mentioned it there that, you know, being back at MSG, you were here just over a year ago at this point. November 6th, I believe, was the Gaethje fight. And you're back here at MSG, like you said, against another incredible opponent. What is that like being back here? What does that do? What is the energy around the fight camp, surrounding the city, the venue, and everything else going into this fight?
Man, New York City is a special place. It really is. You know, I mean, especially when you think about Madison Square Garden, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, warming up in the same locker rooms as those guys, walking the same halls as those guys, fighting within feet of where they fought, you know, over the, in the past. And it's, the press conference was rowdy yesterday. The fans were rowdy. So man, it's, we're going to blow the roof off the place at Madison Square Garden. We are going to have a blast. So it's going to be, it's a big fight week, and I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. And you facing another huge opponent here. It's going to be Dustin Poirier, who his last several fights, two of those were against the guy who you specifically called out in your last fight with Conor McGregor. So what's different about Dustin Poirier than some of your previous opponents that you've gone against, even at the Bellator level, all the way up until your last fight with Tony Ferguson?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably one of the most seasoned guys I've ever fought. You know, I think he's in the Mount Rushmore of the lightweight division, especially right now, you know, with his accolades, with his strength of schedule, with the fights that he has been in, the entertainment that he's given us. We know exactly who he is, and I know exactly, and he knows exactly who I am. So, enjoy the process. And, man, I think he's one of the biggest names that I have fought. And I think it's the perfect time for me to fight him, and not a great time for him to fight me. My heart is full. My cup is full. I'm excited to go out there and compete against him and get my hand raised and stake my claim once again as the most exciting guy on the roster, but also the guy who deserves that next title shot.
Absolutely. And you are looking at that next title shot going either against Islam Makhachev and possibly Alexander Volkanovsky, depending on what happens with that. I saw a quote from you, I believe it was yesterday, talking about how Islam still needs to go through the guys in that lightweight division. And if you win this fight, logic states that you would be the next in line, and that would be, man, that would be a hell of a fight. And I know you, and I know the way that you think about mindset, and that would just be an incredible moment there.
Yeah. And I do. And I don't say that to criticize the decision that the UFC might be making there, but you know, to have Islam's first title defense be against a guy who's 145, 15 pounds, 20 pounds lighter than Islam, doesn't make a ton of sense. Because that fight can always happen. You know, Alex is going to keep on winning. And if Islam keeps on winning, then why not make that fight one fight, two fights from now? But Islam still hasn't beat any of the guys in the top five besides Charles Oliveira, which he deserves a ton of credit for. He finished Charles Oliveira. He is the real deal. He is our champion. I stand corrected by giving him any kind of criticism. And I will admit that. I will eat that shoe, if you will. So, you know, I'm the guy who's got the best wrestling in the division. I do believe that. I'm the guy who can stand up the best with him in the wrestling department, grappling department. And I think I got better and faster and more powerful hands than him. So I think I'm the scariest guy in the lightweight division for Islam Makhachev. So I think I can get through Dustin Poirier Saturday night, and they give me the title shot.
And you have a lot of weapons to pull from going into all of these lightweight fights. You're explosive in every aspect of MMA, and you've had a lot of experience with this going all the way back to Missouri to now, man. What has that journey been like for you? We talked about this a little bit the last time I saw you, but that mindset of being a small kid from a small town, born to do small things, now fighting here at MSG. I mean, talk to me about that whole journey, just summarized that in your own mind, and how impressive that is for you, because you say that you're a guy who in some ways you're your worst enemy, but you're also your best friend. You have the highest expectations on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost impossible to sum it all up. You know, I mean, sitting here, looking out there at Times Square, you know, me and Connor and my team just walked out there, and my face is on a billboard out there in Madison Square or in Times Square right now. Fighting at Madison Square Garden. It's just absolutely nuts. I mean, truthfully, you could say I started at the very, very bottom. Not just, you know, I wasn't, you know, it's not like I was dirt floor poor or I had to go through a lot of crazy things, but in my mind, I started at the bottom, and I did not deserve to be anywhere near success, let alone being the people's main event, one of the biggest fights on this huge card at UFC 281 at Madison Square Garden. Man, I've just been through so many ups and downs. They've all made me who I was. You know, They've all fashioned me and galvanized me through these different seasons and these different trials that I've been through. And a lot of them have been self-imposed. And I think I can just be a light to so many people to say, hey, man, if Michael Chandler cannot believe in himself, and then eventually through hard work and consistent consistency, build himself up mentally, physically, and spiritually, that good things will happen. Because I always say the hard work eventually pays off. You just have to still be standing there when it does. So imagine you stop. So many people stop trying to accomplish that dream. They give up on their dream. They let their dream die, and they could have been so close to it. And I know I've been so close to this for the last 5 years or so. And I had every opportunity to quit. I just never did. And here we are, Madison Square Garden, man, just surrounded by great people. And God is good, man. And he's had me in the palm of his hand my entire life. And we get to take advantage of that on Saturday night. I get my hand raised. Let's go.
Yeah, man. It's going to be an absolutely incredible fight on what is already one of the most stacked cards of the year. It's just, I'm so excited for this. And I'm so excited to see what you do against Dustin Poirier as your two guys who are legends inside of this sport. And, you know, this is, I know we're short on time here, but one of the last questions I wanted to ask you is, you've gone through, ever since you've come to the UFC, ever since you came from Bellator to the UFC, you have fought just legend after legend after legend after legend. And obviously, you're an MMA legend in your own right. So what is that like when you look back at the roster that you've gone against and looking forward at the future of the division in what has historically always been one of the most exciting divisions in the sport? And you come into the UFC immediately and make your claim as the most exciting lightweight in the division. I think that's awesome. I'm just curious what you think looking back at that.
Yeah, no, it's been great. And Jake, listen, your word is your bond. And if your word is no good, then eventually you are no good. When I sat in Hunter Campbell's office, my first meeting with the UFC, I looked him in the eye, shook his hand and said, Hunter, I want to be a good thing for your organization. And I don't want to tiptoe outside the top 10. I want to come in and prove I am exactly who I say I am, or I'm not. And I'm completely okay with falling flat on my face here in this organization, going 0-2 and you guys cutting me and me saying, hey, I took a chance and I wasn't enough. And that hasn't happened. It's worked out really well. I fought top five guy after top five guy, fight of the year, knockout of the year, debut of the year. And it's just absolutely crazy. And if I did this on a smaller platform, it would still be amazing. But it's just even more of a blessing that the whole world will be watching, it seems like, when these big fights are assembled, you know? Definitely the whole MMA world, all the casual fans, the millions and millions of people that get to see me do what I do. It's absolutely ridiculous, you know? And man, I've just had such a fun career, an awesome career. I've had a great life for my family. I've built a great platform, a great community. We're standing up businesses, launching a fitness app. I'm owner in numerous companies, so many great supporters and sponsors, and so many just people that believe in me, because life is all about relationships. And life is all about creating a life of opportunity and a really good reputation. I just didn't have the platform. And then eventually the reputation intersected with the platform. And now it's just skyrocketed, man. And it is just, I pinch myself, man. I feel like I'm living the dream.
Yeah, man. That's awesome for you and your family. That's one of my favorite scenes out of this whole year in the sport was you and your son after that Tony Ferguson knockout. That is an incredible moment. I wish you guys nothing but the best. I know you have the Walk On Fitness app coming up soon. I've been seeing a lot about that. You want to say anything about that before we go?
Yeah, we're really, really excited. You know, actually, Connor here, my media director, we got cameras set up. We're doing all kinds of behind the scenes footage right now for UFC 281 Fight Week. But that's just right now because of this week. And the Walk On Fitness members will get a ton of exclusive behind the scene, peek behind the curtain into my life, how I live, how I diet, how I nutrition, how I supplementation, how I eat, how I become who I have become. But we have just fitness program after fitness program, diets, nutritional guidelines, supplementation guidelines to really help people become the best version of themselves, not just physically, because our programs will make you leaner and our programs will make you stronger and our programs will get you in better shape and the nutrition and the diet will make you healthier. But we're going to keep on adding the mindset component to it, because you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. And a man or a woman will never be able to consistently perform in a manner that is inconsistent with the way that they see themselves. So through my studio at my house in Nashville, on a microphone, connecting with people, live Q&A sessions, Zoom calls, mastermind. We're going to start bringing all of this stuff together, and members will get exclusive access to me and our programs and the mindset to be able to build their mind up to live their best life and become the best version of themselves. So you can go to walkonfit.com right now. We are available on Android right now because Google Play has accepted us and approved us. We're still waiting for the App Store approval. But anybody on any device, even the iPhone, can go to walkonfit.com right now, get the app and get the web-based version of the app. And we have, Connor, how many episodes we got behind the scenes? Seven? We have seven. We're about to release our eighth episode of all behind the scenes footage here at UFC Fight Week, peek behind the curtain. And we still have two more days of this, and then we'll have a recap after. So there's a ton of content bringing people a ton of value. So thank you for asking.
Yeah, man, I'm super excited for it. Super excited for this fight. I know you're short on time, so I'm going to let you go, man. But it was great talking to you again, and I can't wait for the fight.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Jake. Thank you, man. See you at the top.
Always great to talk to Michael Chandler. We've talked once before. Incredible guy. Very, very inspirational with his walk-on mentality and his whole story. I just love hearing about it. I never get tired of hearing about it. Incredible guy. But we are going to move on to my conversation I had with Dustin the Diamond Poirier, one of my favorite fighters in the UFC. This man has beat Conor McGregor, the biggest name in the sport, twice. He's competed in several lightweight titles, and I believe he was an interim champion in that division. So let's get into my conversation with the one, the only, Dustin Poirier. All right, we are back here on the Watch It podcast. Extremely, extremely, extremely excited. If you've listened to the podcast, you know how excited I'll be about this interview. Talking to one of my favorite fighters, man, Dustin Poirier. How are you doing?
Doing good, bro. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah, man. It's always good to have you here. And I know you got a busy week at MSG, man, and in New York City. And it's been a while since your last fight. You had one of the biggest years I think anybody had in 2021. Two fights against Conor McGregor and a title shot. Tell me, I've been wanting to ask you this for a while. A huge year that you had then, and what were some of the biggest lessons that you learned as a fighter, as a person, expanding on your business with the hot sauce and everything? What was the biggest thing you learned in that year coming into 2022?
Enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy the journey. Can't do this forever. And just be in the moment. You know, that's what I'm taking into this fight week, especially with that long layoff. Like, just happy to be here, embracing it all. You know, the unknown, the uncomfortable, the interviews, the weight cut, you know, I'm just embracing everything.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's, like I said, it was an incredible year and it's great to have you back now. And, you know, talk about having this big comeback against a guy like Michael Chandler at arguably the biggest arena in all of sports at MSG. What's that like?
It's exciting, man. You know, this fight has a recipe for a fight of the night, fight of the year. This guy's explosive and comes out there swinging. I'm going out there to put this guy away. So I'm just excited for the matchup. The energy in there is going to be crazy Saturday night.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned that it absolutely does have fight of the night, fight of the year potential. I mean, just last year, you look at Michael Chandler at the same venue with Justin Gaethje, had that same explosiveness, but it seems like he's coming into this with a different mindset. And I know, like you said yesterday in the press conference, you're coming in here looking for the finish. So going against a guy like Michael Chandler, is there anything that you're looking for that's different as opposed to your last fights against Charles and Connor? Because, you know, Mike, he is a very different fighter than all those guys, like every other fight you go into.
Yeah, he's very explosive, covers distance very well. Very dangerous fighter. And unlike those two guys, he has a very wrestling pedigree. So that's a new wrinkle in this fight compared to the last few. And I think he's going to be looking to wrestle. Anytime he gets touched or gets put in danger, he's going to be looking to shoot. So it's going to be a mixed martial arts fight for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned in the press conference, if he does that, he better come on early with that, which that got that MSG crowd rolling in New York City. You know, they love all of that up there. And like I said, it's great to have you here back at the UFC after that hiatus. So, you know, what was going on with that year? I know that you had mentioned that there were several fights that the UFC was trying to make, but nothing happened there. Was there anything particular going on?
Not sure. It was on there. Part, it wasn't on mine. I was pushing for fights.
Always looking for the fight. That's why you're one of my favorites out there, man. And, you know, it's something that I would be remiss not to ask you, because we have a lot of young fighters who come on this podcast, one of which he actually just got into the UFC through the Dana White Contender Series, Trevor Peak. And we have another one who regularly comes on this podcast, who's about ready to make that break. And Dustin, you're a legend in this lightweight division. And Trevor, he's going into that division. And we have several other people who are going in there. So what would be your biggest advice to some of the younger fighters who are coming into this sport, and even now specifically going into the UFC?
Be consistent, hold yourself accountable, and focus on you. Block out the noise. There's going to be every fight you win, every step you take higher, there's going to be so many voices and so many people trying to be part of it and trying to tell you how to do things. Just be yourself, man. In the world of fakes, be yourself.
Yeah, that's great advice. And you're certainly a guy who knows all about that, not only being in legendary fights and title fights and some of the most memorable fights in UFC history. You've been a part of three now of the Conor McGregor fights, which, you know, I've talked to some other guys who have fought Conor on this podcast, and it's a whole different ball game. And, you know, man, you handled it great and it's admirable. So I'm happy that you have that advice to some of the younger guys who've come on this podcast. And I'd be remiss to not ask you about, and it's outside of the world of MMA, but I'm a massive fan of all things hot sauce. Massive fan. And I recently was able to try the Poirier hot sauce and I loved it. So I just was curious, how did you get into the hot sauce business and how's it all going?
Thanks, man. It's going great. We're the official hot sauce of the UFC. We announced this week, did a partnership deal with them, but hot sauce, I'm from Louisiana, so I love spice and I love Cajun cuisine and I love cooking. And I knew I was going to be in the culinary world somehow throughout my career. I was going to break into it some way. And when the pandemic happened and we were quarantined at home, I started reaching out to companies and reached out to my marketing team to get the right guys on board. And we put it all together. You know, it was really the birth. It was an idea for a long time, but it was the birth of having time on my hands and being home and being able to put paper to pen.
That's awesome. Like I said, it's a great sauce, but I just wanted to make sure I got that, because I really was impressed by it. But, you know, back to this matchup going against Mike Chandler here on Saturday. A lot of people very excited about this. It's on top of an already stacked card. I mean, we have Israel Adesanya. We have so many great fights on here, and you're no stranger to being on these big cards. But this fight here with Michael Chandler, a lot of eyes on this here and a lot of questions moving forward about, you know, is the fighter who wins this fight moving on to get that next title fight, possibly against Islam Makhachev or maybe even against Alexander Volkanovski? So what are your thoughts with what's going on at the top of the lightweight division with the championship and everything?
Yeah, with the belt changing hands, that opens doors, you know, because it's a guy I haven't fought. And it's a guy Chandler hasn't fought either. So the winner of this fight could be next in line, but none of that's matters. None of that's realistic until Saturday night happens. So we talk about that stuff on Sunday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, regardless of what happens, I'm extremely excited to see what happens up there, because it is the lightweight division. You're definitely no stranger. That has been crazy. It's one of the craziest divisions in the entire sport, and you've been right up there inside of it, man. So a couple other questions I have here. Some of these coming from the audience here at the Watch It podcast. Somebody here wants to know, this is going to be from Mike, not Michael Chandler, obviously, who lives out in Hickson, Tennessee. He wants to know, what has been your favorite fight week that you've been a part of?
Damn, there's been so many.
One or two to pull from.
The actual, I'm not sure. Going out when I was supposed to fight in Ireland a few years back, and then the fight got canceled the week of. I spent a week in Ireland with my coaches and team. That was pretty fun. But, you know, going out to Abu Dhabi and fighting Conor was very, it was just a crazy time. We were quarantined at a hotel that was surrounded by a racetrack and these F1 cars zooming around all day and all night. That was just, you know, that was a crazy experience. That was probably my most memorable fight week.
Oh, wow. I could imagine being surrounded by the F1 cars going around, what that was like inside of the hotel. Another question. This is coming from David. He's out here downtown Chattanooga. He wants to know, what is different about Michael Chandler as opposed to your previous fights? Kind of asked you that earlier, but with Mike, you know, you have the mix of the wrestling, the explosiveness with the hand to hand and everything. So what are some things that you might be looking out for with Michael Chandler?
Definitely his explosive power. He covers distance very well. everything he throws is at 100%. You know, he throws every punch to finish, and his wrestling for sure, very high level wrestling pedigree, and that's a different wrinkle compared to the last few guys I fought. Fighting Charles. Charles has a great ground game, not the best wrestling. Obviously, the same thing with Connor. Very powerful puncher, very fast and explosive with his hands, but not a great wrestler. Chandler brings a great wrestling pedigree, so that changes things up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is very different. I mean, you know, you look at, like you said, the fights with Connor and the fights with Charles, it's different. And that's, I think, why so many people are so excited for this fight. It has, it's like you said, serious fight of the year potential, and I'm excited to see it. I know you're short on time with that New York City fight week. So Dustin Poirier, man, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, bro. Enjoy awesome. The fight. It's going to be a crazy one, I promise.
Oh, yeah, man. I believe it with you.
Let's go.
All right, so you heard from both Michael Chandler and Dustin Poirier. I am ridiculously excited to see how this fight goes down on Saturday at UFC 281 against these two guys, two legendary fighters inside of their division, both looking to get back into the world championship. Whether that's against Islam Makhachev, whether that's against Alexander Volkanovsky, that will be seen. But both of these guys locked in on their bout on Saturday night. And looking at some of the other fights on this card, like I said, we have Carla Sparza and Weili Zhang. I'm taking Weili Zhang every day of the week in that fight. And then we have Israel Adesanya and the only man to knock out Izzy, Alex Pereira. Man, I don't really know which way I'm going in that fight, but I think I gotta take Izzy still. He's so dominant at keeping that distance and yet at the same time keeping that pressure on. But Alex Pereira, that's a guy who is different than Izzy's past five title defenses. So we will see what goes down on the middleweight title fight, as well as the women's strawweight and that incredible lightweight bout between Dustin Poirier and Michael Chandler. I don't know exactly where I'm going on that fight yet. I'm leaning toward Mike just a little bit. Dustin mentioned the explosiveness, and as did Mike. And plus, Mike has got this serious wrestling repertoire that we haven't really seen him use in his past couple fights. He used it a little bit against Charles, but man, that fight with him and Gaethje last time out at MSG, that was crazy. We also have Frankie Edgar and Chris Gutierrez are going to be fighting on this, and Dan Hooker and Claudio Puelles. So we will see what happens with all of those fights coming up on Saturday at UFC 281. Following that, we have UFC 282. That's going to be Jiří Procházka and Glover Teixeira. So we will cover all of those fights and more next week on the podcast, break down those results. But thank you for listening to this crazy, crazy edition of the Watch It Podcast.